Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring
Carlos Ortiz
and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
That was a nice Emmanuel Barbari drop. The matter of fact, Carlos Ortiz. We got to get one for Butcher. I'm a little
bit... So they do have one for him.
There is.
Can I hear that?
Yeah, it's just the same. Let's get to it. Okay.
So we're going to pretend the 8 o'clock open didn't happen, and we're going to reverse in time now?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know if it works like that, but okay. It's not my show.
I'm about to play it.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring
Ryan Botcher
and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
All right, so this goes back to what Carlos with an A and I talked about on the PGP side B. And we did talk about you. We mentioned this during the open. We teased it a little bit. We did talk about you before I knew what your first name was, how you got this right away. And again, you were trained well. You've said that as much. But you picked up the vibe of this show very quickly.
I can't define it. It's goofy.
Try and define it.
Goofy? Silly?
Yeah.
Little wacky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like, you've done shows sitting in that seat where it is just 4 hours of straight talk about sports.
I don't know if today's show is going to be up for any Marconi Awards, but it seems to play well.
But this is the type of radio I listen to. You know what I mean? Like,
so it's not radio.
But I didn't listen to WFAM when I was a kid. Like, I left
what
when...
What station?
What?
What's that?
What huh? station?
The one over there?
Oh, the okay, yeah, got you.
I think it's an embargo if I can say that I didn't listen to it back in the day. Like, when all the people here say, oh, you know, I grew up, it was always a dream to work at WFAN. I was always listening to it, Mike and the Mad Dog. Like, I didn't listen to it. I listen to it more now, but as I've said this a million times, I listen to ONA and Howard. That's what I listen to. Like, morning radio is the greatest. To me, there shouldn't be radio after the morning time. It should just end at 11:59. There's no point.
News.
No, now
traffic,
I'm just, now, see, now I'm just being hot takey. People like hot takes. Ooh. Like hot cakes. We're getting
it's
hot
not
takey.
Funny.
Oh. Kid's ahead of his time.
Yeah, he really is. He's a luminary. I'm gonna read all your tweets at the end of the program. like I said, this is a Target Demo Friday. I want to hear from you. Tweet at me. Tweet at Carlos. Are you on the Twitter there, Butch?
Yes.
All right. Tweet at him, too. Kaplan, CBS Sports Radio, the whole gang.
Cap does not want you to tweet at him, FYI.
Well, since you said that, don't tweet at Kaplan. Do not tweet at Kaplan, or I'm going to be really irritated. Give us a call, too. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. As Jody Mack would say, get on my phones. 2 hours to play with. Jody forgot my name a couple of times when he would toss
Jody
to an update.
Jody did not know my name for 8 months.
Yeah.
Down the stretch they come.
I was working his show. It feels like religiously for like the last couple of weekends. Yeah. The last couple of months, rather. But for a good while, Jody did not know who I was.
What did he refer to you as?
That's a good question. I think he was just calling me. He was just calling me like, no. That's totally an Amy Lawrence thing where she just has your name and then puts producer before that. Like producer James, producer Carlos, producer Ryan.
Not going to lie. I just realized that. Yeah. That's a thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's real?
All of her people are as producer right before that. Well, so if you did her show, you're producer Greg.
That's not demeaning in any way.
No. It's certainly, it's my title, I guess. Jody, so he didn't call me producer Carlos. I think he just called me Carlos, and then as he got comfortable, he would call me KO.
Okay, I like that. That's what Jody would do.
Yeah, I get KO a lot, and now that we're more comfortable with each other, he'll throw in the Carlos with a K. I've actually even spoke on his show, which is an honor, because he doesn't let anybody on.
No, he doesn't.
I don't say this, as a gag or anything like that. It's cool, because I know that he's really focused and locked in about his stuff. So the fact that he trusts me to even just get a word out is really humbling.
There were a couple of times, not when he was in studio, but, calling from Philadelphia, or I think he just does his show from a car on I-95. I think he just has a remote
set up. In the
racetrack
parking lot.
Yeah, he pulls over at the John Bon Jovi rest area and does his WIP stuff, and he does stuff here. But one time he was talking down the line, and they always, now here's the latest CBS Sports update, and there was just this pause, and I knew what it was. Like, he forgot who was doing updates, or he couldn't pronounce the name.
He yelled at me once.
So he goes, "Here's GC." Totally forgot the name, and I loved it.
Used to be great with mail.
Oh, I love his horse racing segments. Horse racing on radio, that's good stuff. That's what I like
down
to listen
the
to.
Stretch they come.
Him and Dave Flatter on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Do you show Mr. Mandalorian?
Saturday nights with the Flat Man here on CBS Sports Radio. 215.
Get on my phones. You know what I did like that he did? What he does is when he's got a call bank, he will tell the guys directly, Mark, Brian, Jamie, going to take a break. I'll get to you afterwards. I always thought that was a nice touch.
Very classy.
I thought that was a personal touch. Not many people do that. I was like when Jody did that.
And he fills them up, man. There's not a night that I work with him and that call screener is not working.
Didn't we talk about this today? He's like the hardest working man in radio.
He works too hard.
Like, truly. This isn't like exaggerated for effect. Does anybody work harder in radio than that guy?
I really don't think so because, he's been doing this for 48 years, and I'm just throwing out a number. It could be even more. But while everybody who's established like in his, like a guy like him, he's still doing holidays.
Yeah.
He's snagging them all. He'll do a double dip, work here, and then work at the unnamed station, and then go down to Philadelphia, do a show. He'll do 3 shows in 1 day. I'm terrified he's going to, like, die on the booth. And we're going to have that live.
You're going to have that, like, a Harry Callis moment? That's how I want to go. That's how I said I always wanted to go. Right before a game.
Step off a curb. Get hit by a bus.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think it'll be in the booth.
So Jody, according to you, has been doing radio for 48 years. He's been smoking for 65 years.
He was on the Black Sox team, the one that got hit with the scandal.
The Black Lung team. Chicago Black Lungs.
The Black Lung team. The bad boy in between innings, and then he would pitch on one side. Jody Mack coming up to the plate now, and weak ground ball to first base side, and this inning is brought to you by Parliament Cigarettes. Get Ooh. That smooth tobacco flavor.
Oldie time Carlos. Parliament.
It's pretty good.
I like oldie time radio man Carlos.
To be fair, DA and the guys did do that bit did a little they? Bit earlier, so you know, I kind okay. of already had it in my head.
Listen, sometimes you borrow from people. That's what you do. So,
sponsored by Brill Cream. Get a little dabble, do ya? Brill Cream to keep that hair tight.
Mm-mm, how about Ballantine beer?
I have no idea what that is.
Ballantine beer. So I think it was like a home run was sponsored by Ballantine, and that's a Ballantine blast.
Wow.
Sports, eh?
You know, Sterling was actually calling games on one of those old mics. It would drop out of the ceiling. It was the big one that had like the ridges
the wire?
In it.
like a not a wrestler, like the
boxers. Boxing, yeah. Hello, fight fans. Fighting out of the red corner. Like, why do you talk like that? What is that enunciation?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody back then talked like Barbara Walters. They had to put like this dramatic lilt on their voice. Like, what?
And we're here at Madison Square Garden for the fight
Don't.
Of the century.
Do not.
In the red trunks.
What a bag of you-know-what he was.
Big time.
He stunk. I know he was larger than life. But
not
Howard Cosell sucked.
Not a good dude from what I saw in reports.
Well, first of all, nobody liked him. He wasn't a good guy. But he wasn't a good broadcaster. Like, if you listen to him call games, he's not a good broadcaster.
The one broadcast that I give him a lot of credit for, because what a difficult situation it had been, was the hostages.
Sure.
Going down. Was it Bosnia? I forget. The country
right,
eludes
right, right.
me right now. But that, you know, breaking that news... That had to be, like, you know, just a surreal. So he does get a lot of credit for that. But, no, I totally think his, like, careers and stuff was, like, overrated.
Like, I respect his contributions. Like, he is an icon, like, truly an icon in this profession. But if it doesn't age well, it doesn't hold up. Like, you could go back and listen to Dick Enberg, Kurt Gowdy, guys from that era that called games. And it holds up. You know, you listen to Keith Jackson call a baseball game. You listen to Keith Jackson call the ALCS between the Mets and the Astros in 86. That's a thing of beauty. You listen to Vin call the Kirk Gibson home run in game one of the World Series. Yeah, that work. You listen to Cosell now, you go, what? This was on primetime? This was Monday Night Football? And then they say, well, we'll make you forget about him. We're going to hire Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser. For those of you that are old enough to remember that pairing. You don't remember that, do you? That was before you.
You're speaking gibberish.
Do you know who Dennis Miller is? Stand-up
no.
comedian?
No. Oh, he was the guy in Joe Dirt.
Yes. You know who Tony Kornheiser is?
Nope.
From PTI?
Uncle Tony, pardon the interruption.
I
know.
Pardon the interruption. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Not, yeah.
Yeah, the bald yeah. guy with the... He the grows bald. The hair
oh,
back.
Oh, dude, remember Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football?
2 years, I think.
What a train wreck.
2 years.
What an absolute car crash.
And I love Dennis Miller's comedy. He's a very funny guy. Believe it or not, more HBO specials than any other stand-up, Dennis Miller.
You don't say.
Yeah. He has more HBO stand-up specials than anybody else. Carlin included. I'm almost positive of that. And he's also a rare one. He is a right-wing leaning comic, which is not something you see very often. Very smart guy, Dennis Miller. If you get a chance, listen to Norm Macdonald on the Dennis Miller Show. There's some really good compilations of that because they were buddies from the SNL days. Former Weekend Update anchor, by the way, Dennis Miller, back
no
in the
kidding.
Day. Uh-huh. He's had a good career.
How do you have so many Dennis Miller facts?
I don't know. There's so much going on up here. It's exhausting sometimes.
You know what's not going on right now? Sports.
Sports. All right, let's get into this a little bit. The Niners, it always boggles my mind when I see this. They traded 3 first-round picks and a third-rounder for Trey Lance, and he's their second-string quarterback.
Third?
Now he's third?
Potentially.
So they're saying, what, Darnold's going to beat him out?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, maybe if he clears up that seeing ghost issue, because he's like the kid from The Sixth Sense.
What the hell did they see on this guy? Because they moved mountains when nobody's really moved mountains the way they did. What the hell did they see in
they
this guy?
They saw what Carson Wentz was before Carson Wentz got hurt in that MVP season. A big kid, live arm, that can move. You know, you didn't see that type of athleticism from a quarterback like that. So they thought that they were going to get Carson Wentz. And clearly, that has not been the case. This kid looks skittish. I mean, I know injuries played a part last year, but it looks like he doesn't get it. So I talked about an hour ago, about how Bryce Young, he was facing pressure. He made a good read. He went around his entire four-read progression and delivered the ball. Trey Lance just doesn't see the play in front of him. He makes bad decisions, and this is a huge mistake on the front office for the 49ers. If this kid, like, struggling to be the backup quarterback, you know, I'm with Botcher. Dude, Sam Darnold might be the second guy, and Trey Lance can be the third. Heads have got to roll.
Well, that's
I don't get it.
You just beat me to the punch, or beat me to the point, whatever they say. We talked about Robert Saleh in hour number one, how the Jets have this giant target on their back this year, how to me, they need to at least make the AFC Championship. The Niners were in it last year, and if you ask anybody, they'll say, well, you know, if Brock Purdy doesn't go down, we're going to win that game. Who knows? That's revisionist history. But how are Shanahan and John Lynch not in the crosshairs? Just because of this trait. They have built a great program there. They always have a good defense. They have a versatile offense where you've got McCaffrey, you've got Debo, you've got Ayuk, you've got Kittle. You've got Brock Purdy, who you've kind of stumbled into as backwards. But how have you not heard any whispers about them? Maybe I missed them. But how are we not talking about these two guys having more pressure on them than any other duo in the NFL?
It really does seem like they got a long leash. Like,
longer than most.
John Lynch specifically. Like, there have been a couple of moves that have been questionable. He's getting bailed out, him and Shanahan, because of the play of Brock Purdy. And also because it's a revolving door at running backs. They picked up Trey Sermon, thinking Trey Sermon was going to be a viable running back. Now he's, like, you know, plotting for Philadelphia, who was the eBay Drive of the Week. They got free press on that one. But so, like, they get a lot of credit for getting these underutilized cast-off guys. You know, what they're doing with Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. You know, they just get them jet sweeps, take the ball 3 yards and go 80 yards. You know, they get bailed out crazy plays, but their personnel decisions have been this. They took Solomon Thomas, I believe. And Solomon Thomas flamed out almost immediately.
Could you imagine, like, if you said, oh, you know, you gave up a first-rounder. You're like, yeah, that's a bad trade for a guy that might not even be your number two this year. If you said, well, you give up two first-rounders, you go, oh, man, that's kind of steep. Now you're talking about three plus a third. That, I mean, it's catastrophic.
If you see Brock Purdy struggle, like he's struggling in camp, that's when the starts become an issue.
Yeah.
I see them, if they keep winning, like they have been for the last couple of years, nobody cares.
But again, you realize how important it is to build through the draft to get guys back on those second contracts. You're not going to have that luxury. You know, you can only go to the well so many times in free agency and via trade. I mean, the Rams window closed right away, and they don't have first round picks. Now, the Niners aren't in that dire of a situation, but they mortgaged a huge chunk of the future, and I mean, it's as bad as any trade you could evaluate up to this point. It's nightmarish. And it's amazing that they've been able to mask it. You know, a lot of teams, if they did that, they'd be sunk right away. I mean, it would be 5-win season, start the rebuild. You're talking about an NFC contender. Like, you're talking about arguably the second best team in the conference. Maybe the first.
The roster's stacked, but, you know,
it's them and the Eagles again, right?
It really is. The NFC is still going to be on a downswing, which is good for my Giants. Someone has to be the registered Giants fan around here. But seriously.
Hello.
No kidding. Yeah. But you know the conference is bad when Daniel Jones is arguably maybe in the top five in NFC QBs. So the 49ers, the only reason they're not getting taken out to the woodshed is simply because their roster is stacked in a down conference. Dude, they're putting a lot of pressure on the last pick in the NFL draft.
And I'm rooting for Purdy. I really am. I want him to succeed. I would love for him to bounce back, stay healthy, keep the job, take the job.
He's pretty good.
You should cue up that tuba.
It's not funny.
Not only play the tuba, but then beat Carlos over the head with it. Because you're better than that. You've been doing so well. And then you really, you flamed out like trading. That was like
someone
trading three
fill
first
the shoes, baby.
That was like trading three first round picks right there.
That was like drafting Trey Lance at number three.
And he went three. He went that high.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, did you guys see that email that Cap just sent
yes.
us? Oh my God.
I'm like, maybe we don't use that.
Kaplan, you're a savage.
The Twitch family has seen it.
They have?
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that?
I think it was Cap.
Cap did that? Oh,
he's good.
The
Wizard of Watch DA.
Oh, that is hilarious. That's amazing. I'm saving this picture. I'm not putting
it
anywhere.
I am not tweeting that out, by the way.
No, no, never.
I'm listening. Get fired on a day like this.
No, I would never but I'm saving it to my own personal camera roll. I'm absolutely showing this to friends and family.
It's gold.
Oh, that is so funny. People in the chat were wondering about my t-shirt. This is how amazing this audience is. I love you guys. I really do. Somebody actually found the link to the t-shirt that I'm wearing, which is very funny. DA Show Quotes is just the best. And I guess this was in the Twitch chat, which I don't really know how to use Twitch. You got to sign up for it and all that. And I'm not doing that. But they actually tweeted out the link to the shirt that I'm wearing, which is awesome. It's a polar bear with a solo cup.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of sponsored ads now for all these, like, clothing companies.
Oh, look at you, big shot. I mean, if you're big-timing your wife, I'm sure that you can big-time everybody else.
She's not my wife yet. I could still change my mind. Don't forget that.
Or she can.
He got so concerned before, by the way. He's like, are
I'm still a little concerned.
Are you?
A little bit.
Why?
It's just, I don't know.
Too real for you, man?
Too real.
Yeah. We still have an hour and a half to go. Coming up next hour, Bianca Belair of the WWE is joining us. Going to be talking about, I was going to say Super Bowl 40. WrestleMania 40, that'll be coming up at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia next year. I'll be going to that night one. Carlos with a K is going both nights. So you're going to be staying in Philly for the weekend.
Yeah, I got a really good friend that's in Philly PD.
Oh, good.
He's got a house with a huge house with a pool and everything like that.
Nice.
I mean, obviously it's gonna be too cold to go swimming, considering it's like in April. But you know, it's always a good time hanging out with him. I've known him for 20 plus years. It's gonna be a blast.
All right. So, Big Lair writes in. He was talking about the Niners that we addressed in the last break. Dixieland Dan always trying to stir up the you know what, and then Robin the 3-2-1 piles on. Dixieland Dan writes in, gonna need Carlos to investigate what's in Grego's cup. You've been sipping on that thing for a while now, and the show keeps going further off the rails as it goes on. What you got there? Vodka, cran, Baileys, and coffee. One, I don't drink at work. I just don't. I should. Working here makes you want to drink at work, but we don't because we're professionals. And then Robin the 3-2-1 goes, probably a dip spit cup. No.
You're a dip guy?
No. I've dipped.
I think it's the hat.
I've dipped, and 5 times in my life I've dipped, 3 times I've puked. Also, my dad's a dentist. If I dipped, he and my mom would be furious. And even at my age, I'm still terrified of disappointing my parents. So no, Rob, it's not dip spit, okay? Rob, dip spit. Who am I, Boyle? Do I look like a Boyle to you? With this hat, I look like a Boyle.
The shirt is definitely a Boyle.
This is a Boyle.
The hat, I'm not so sure about. I don't think he'd wear that, but he totally would wear a shirt.
Yeah. This is not my style at all, but I saw the shirt, and I just thought it was awesome.
It's a nice looking shirt.
You come off as a loser.
Yeah. I mean, if you wear, I guess if you wear what Boyle wears, I mean, he's an alpha, right? Ah, look at me. I'm mad. I have ladies all over the place.
Is he going to dye his hair again, you think?
Was it the blonde?
Think he's going to bleach his hair again? Or do you think that's run its course?
Love Boyle. Don't ever do that again.
I hated it at first because he looked like Mr. Joshua from Lethal Weapon. But as time grew on, I just got used to it. And it actually kind of worked. I didn't hate it at the end. I don't know. I think Boyle's got to do something. I don't know. He's gotten stale the last couple of weeks. He's got to do something to perk things up.
He was basically stripping last week.
Yeah, if that's... Listen, you got the body. Show it, right? You got it. You flaunt it. All right, we got a lot of people writing in now. It's awesome. Somebody tweeted me before and made a really good point, kind of under the radar, and I really like this, but Derek Carr to the Saints, sneaky good. I like that. They won 7 games with Andy Dalton. Derek Carr makes them much better. Now, Michael Thomas's health is of the utmost importance. Alvin Kamara has lost a step. Plus, he's going to be suspended a couple of games.
Yeah, 3 games.
Another upstanding citizen. But they can make a run in that division. There's no doubt with Carr playing.
There's nobody.
There's nobody. There really isn't.
Yeah, you have no idea what the Falcons are going to be. They made a couple of nice free agent signings. I really like Jesse Bates. I think that fits well. But Desmond Ridder, do I really know if he's a good quarterback yet? I mean, you pick him up in the 3rd round. The Panthers, we talked
Bijan,
about them earlier.
They got Bijan. A lot of people are saying he's going to have a huge rookie year.
You run the ball 25 times a game.
Well, because Arthur, I was going to say Arthur Miller.
Blank?
Arthur Blank.
You're drawing a blank there.
Very good. He runs the ball 55% of the time, which I believe leads the NFL.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've drawn a blank. Blank is the owner,
yes.
And Arthur Smith is the head coach?
Bingo.
I am Ron Burgundy?
Yeah. You know what Arthur Blank founded? You know what he's the...
Home Depot.
Very good. I didn't know that till recently.
Yeah, got a lot of hammers.
But 55%... Wow, that sounds like Boyle. 55% running the ball. And I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing Bryce. But I think Derek Carr to the Saints, sneaky good. And I'll get Schwartz's thoughts on this one, too. Jimmy G to the Raiders just seems destined to not work.
Going to be a colossal failure.
You think it's going to be that bad?
Well, I just don't think he's going to be able to stay on the field, too.
Really? Just health-wise?
Yeah, health-wise. And I just don't think it's going to work. And I think I've seen a couple of people. I would believe it when I see it.
Mm.
But there have been a couple of NFL reporters suggesting that the odds-on favorite that Devontae Adams gets traded to the Jets before the trading deadline.
Already they're talking about that.
Already. All right. And that wasn't like, I haven't thought about it. I only saw a couple of people tweet about it.
Would that just make you lose your mind? What's already been a crazy couple of months for you?
Yeah, I've been a little delirious.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
You drank the Kool-Aid.
Listen, I have no choice but to because I've waited since I'm a year old for the Jets to win a Super Bowl. It's been way too long. And it's every time something good was supposed to happen, something bad. So like after the 98 season when they went to the championship game and lost to the Broncos, so I'm there opening day at Giant Stadium, and I'm thinking that the Jets are going to the Super Bowl that year, and then Testaverde ruptures his Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
I remember that.
So
yep.
And then, 1982, I'm convinced the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, and then Don Shula refuses to put the tarp on the field the week of the AFC Championship game to negate the Jets' speed, and the Jets lose 14-0 because Richard Todd kept throwing the ball to A.J. Dewey.
All right,
and
so
like,
here
all these things going on, but now like I have not been this excited about the Jets since 99, since going into the 99 season.
24 years.
Yeah.
So if you talk to a former athlete, and let's use baseball as an example. If you talk to a former baseball player about, hey, do you remember your first career home run? He'll tell you the pitch that was thrown, who was on the mound, the ballpark they played in, whether they won the game or not. What Schwartz just did is how all Jets fans think. They can tell you where they were, who they were with, what they were wearing, what they ate when this event happened in Jets history. Vinny snapping his Achilles, the
fake spike.
The fake spike, the halftime lead that was blown in Pittsburgh.
No, that was Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
That was the 2009. Then the following year was when they got blown out in the first half, came back.
Right.
And then the defense, the vaunted Rex Ryan defense, couldn't come up with a stop there in the fourth quarter. But if the Jets had shown up for the first half, they would have played in the Super Bowl.
Do you think that Mark Sanchez doesn't get properly remembered by Jets fans?
Yeah, because he got screwed by Rex Ryan.
Right.
By leaving him in that preseason game against the Giants to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, Rex had no clue about the offensive side of the ball. And then they started breaking up the offensive line. He inherits the team from Mangini. They have this unbelievable running game with an offensive line. And then every year under Rex and Tannenbaum, they dismantled it.
Victor Cruz, 99-yard touchdown catch and run. Where were you and what were you doing?
I was in the press box covering the Jets, and it was a Jets home game.
Yep.
So I was in my regular seat, left side of the MetLife Stadium
press box. In December? Was that a December game?
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah. So you had to bite your tongue on that one because you were working press.
I was always able to, when I covered the team, I was always able to turn it off when I was at the game.
Yeah, you have to.
But, like, inside, I was just pissed to no end.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I probably, if I was a fan, I probably would have had to leave my seat, go to the concession or something like that, and punch something.
The other thing, too, Jimmy G apparently has not been throwing the deep ball well to Davante Adams. He was never really a deep thrower. He was always kind of a manager, check down guy over the middle. But Davante Adams is a vertical threat. They apparently have had a couple of issues there. Playing for Josh McDaniel, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. The guy's insufferable. And the report that came out yesterday is that the 49ers felt that Jimmy G tuned them out towards the end of last season. Again, another case like Rodgers, trapped in a marriage, and you're trying to weasel your way out, bury your way out, and get into that hole.
You also couldn't walk.
What's that?
You couldn't walk?
Yeah.
So I don't blame him.
I don't think it's going to be as monumental of a disaster as Peter does. I don't think it's going to work, though.
It's going to be an average team.
It's going to be very average.
6-7 wins.
But watch those Saints. Keep an eye on those Saints. We'll see what happens. What do you got?
Did you see Aaron Rodgers' Instagram post yesterday?
I did not.
Love my 17s, and he tags Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams.
Did you also see that on the butt?
On the butt.
David Bakhtiari?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a lot of money for the Packers to give up. A cap hit to do that.
Yeah, because Bakhtiari is the highest paid lineman in the league.
$30 million coming.
Is it that much?
The station down the hall, I heard that.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm supposed to mention that.
No, you can mention that.
Yeah. The boss is not here.
It is good, though. Like, he's trying to make it Green Bay East. Now, you've already got Lazard. You've already got Cobb. It's like
Randall Cobb made a tremendous catch in practice yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Were you out there yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got beautiful eyes, Randall Cobb. Yeah.
I'm really not focusing on his eyes. I'm focusing on, does he catch the ball?
That's the difference between you and me is I look at the person. You just look at them as an athlete.
Are you catching the ball? Yeah. Are you running with it? Are you going to make the tackle if you're on defense? You know, like, these are the things that I pay attention to.
And that's why you're a respected member of the media.
Yeah, and a diehard fan, too.
Yes,
you know what? I don't care what the guy looks like.
Mm.
Well, look, I'll say this. I'm very happy that Mekhi Becton lost 50 pounds. Like, he looks like a completely different player.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
I have been watching Hard Knocks.
You love it?
And One Jets Drive, back-to-back days. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I mentioned this earlier. When Rodgers pulled Becton aside and said, hey, let's talk this week. We can grab lunch. I thought that was so great.
Tremendous.
Right?
Absolutely tremendous.
That's got to feel so good for the kid to have that vote of confidence, that boost, because obviously Becton, a lot of people are saying he's going to get traded. They need him.
I think he should be playing left tackle. I mean, he has not gotten a snap with the starters in practice yet. So let's.
What are they waiting for? Are they worried about
him? The excuse, well, we got to make sure he can play a whole game. Well, right now, the guys you think can play a whole game are crap.
How are you going to know?
Well, not all of them. I'm sorry. Let me take it back. Some of them are.
That's the only thing you got to worry about with this team.
It's a concern.
It is a concern. It's really the only one.
It's a concern. I think you got Vera Tucker is solid. McGovern is okay at center, but I think eventually Tippmann, the draft pick, will be the starting center. And then you've got a bunch of guys rotating in and out. You know what?
We shall see.
A lot of screen passes, a lot of quick
listen,
passes.
He operated split backs in Green Bay. He had Jones, he had Dillon. It worked wonderfully. No reason why he can't do that with Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall.
No question. Let me race through this because we have to get stunned after the update.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. The Dodgers have won 11 straight games after a 1-0 win over the Brewers. Manager Dave Roberts was thrilled to see catcher Austin Barnes hit his first home run of the season.
I just heard him in there celebrating right now, celebrating Austin, which is great. And it's been a tough year. I mean, they're always difficult in different ways. But for him personally, I know it's been his toughest season. But he's not a quitter. He works as hard as he's ever worked.
And the Dodgers now 15-1 in August. Also, Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1. You had the Mets beat the Cardinals 4-2. Nationals topped the Red Sox 10-7. The Mariners beat the Royals 6-4, and the Tigers-Guardians game was postponed. NFL preseason, Browns and Eagles played to an 18-18 tie in Philadelphia yesterday.
Was it scintillating?
I was looking for riveting. Here's the word for this hour, riveting.
Frickin' riveting. Schwartz with the words.
Rand McSchwartz. No, that's a map. I'm sorry. That's not. What am I looking for? Webster's. That's Schwartz's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rand McNally is the maps.
Yeah, Rand McNally. I don't know. Just trying to think of something that went along with Schwartz. Hockey fans in Western New York saying goodbye to a legend.
Bring it up to LaFontaine. He gets tripped up, gets it to May, and over the line. He's May going in on goal. He shoots. He scores!
That was in 1993. Longtime Buffalo Sabres play-by-play voice Rick Jenneret passed away yesterday at the age of 81. Called Sabres games for 51 seasons, the longest run in NHL history. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he passes away following a two-year battle with multi-organ failure. And from golf, Rory McIlroy, Brian Harman shared lead at 5-under after one round of the BMW Championship. And let me squeeze this in because I meant to get to it last hour. WNBA last night, the Las Vegas Aces beat the Liberty of New York 88-75. Here's the story, though. Liberty star Sabrina Ionescu's sneakers were stolen before the game. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Those shoes have custom-made insoles, and so she wrote on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days, that she just wants the insoles back. The person who stole the sneakers can keep the sneakers. She wants the insoles back. Now, without her sneakers, she still had 22 points and was 6 out of 12 from three-point land.
I have a culprit. I think I know who did it.
You think you know who did it?
Yeah. Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
Foot guy.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know what? I probably second that notion.
Yeah, didn't think about that, did you? That's awful, though. Like, really? That's what's going on in a professional arena?
They played in Las Vegas. They had another game there a few nights before, and I guess they kept everything in the locker room. So it's got to be an inside job.
Oh, of course. I mean, they've got to have security footage, no?
I would think.
I mean, come on. Give the insoles back.
And she keep the sneakers. Give her the custom-made insoles back. Is that so?
No.
Why would you want somebody else's custom-made insoles?
I don't know. They must be expensive
now,
insoles.
If you're the person who stole the sneakers.
I most likely did because I have like 300. Well, I used to have 300-something pairs of sneakers. Now I got 100, so it's very possible I have her sneakers, and I just don't know.
You have 100 pairs of shoes?
Yeah, it's been a running conversation in this show.
Damn.
I'm a big shoe guy.
Damn, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
I think my son is catching up on that.
I have four.
Peter, you got to stop him now. You got to stop him now. It is a sick habit.
It's very, very tough when we go like out to a mall or a sporting goods store or whatever, and he's looking at him like, you have six pairs of sneakers.
Yeah, but he's not buying them with his own money. You're buying them.
No, No, this is the rule.
Okay.
He's 17 years old now.
Oh, I thought he was like 11.
My younger son is 13.
That's
Bradley.
Okay.
Bradley is 17 years old. He earns some really good money as an umpire. He umpires Little League Baseball.
Let's get stunned first. Tell me more about that after stunned.
After stunned.
I want to hear about the shoes later.
Yeah, it's too many shoes. Let's get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
And today's stun comes from Boston, Greg, a woman who fractured her left ankle during a trip with her husband to the Italian food emporium Eataly in Boston last year. Is blaming her injury on a piece of ham. Alice Cohen was heading to an area where food samples are... I love food samples at the supermarket. Don't you love that? are distributed to customers, and this was on October 7th, when she slipped on a piece of prosciutto and fell, according to a lawsuit that was recently filed in Suffolk Superior Court in Boston. Alice Cohen sustained bodily injuries, a loss of enjoyment of life, pain and suffering, and incurred necessary medical expenses for medical care and attention, the lawsuit says.
Food is family.
Yeah. Her medical expenses, including a hospital visit and physical therapy, have resulted in more than $7,500 in bills. According to court papers, they're seeking a jury trial and at least $50,000 in damages. And the lawsuit claims that Eataly was negligent for not properly cleaning the floor. The lawsuit also claims the loss of consortium. The restaurant had a duty to ensure that the surface of the floors were free from unnecessary dangers, a duty to use ordinary care to maintain the premises in a reasonably safe condition, and a duty to warn of such dangerous conditions. That must have been a nasty piece of prosciutto.
Yeah, but how do you miss that on the floor?
How about looking down?
I've been there. Okay, it's very stimulating, to say the least.
Stimulating?
Eataly. There's a lot of things going on in this place.
These words we're using.
It's like
a piece of prosciutto is stimulating to you?
No, you don't see it because you're distracted by all the other different things.
Would you say that it's the most sensual of the cured meats?
Nah.
So we've replaced the banana peel, the proverbial slip on the banana peel, with a piece of prosciutto.
I'm okay with that.
This woman's an idiot. How did she... it's right there. How do you miss that on the floor?
Head up. Don't look down, you know.
Oh, look, more samples. Whoops.
You're distracted.
Nah, I'm sorry. You got to notice that on the floor. A wet floor, that's a different story. That happens all the time.
Maybe it was like a slippery prosciutto. I don't know.
A wet piece of prosciutto.
Yeah.
Okay, that's possible.
In the deli section, gets a little...
A little bit of moist pork, would you say?
Huh? Don't play that. That's good. That's good.
I was going to.
I know you were. I watched your eyes go to the screen. Do not play that. That was very good. Moist pork, loyal listener of the show.
Here for the people.
Is it really? It's a thinly sliced, cured piece of ham.
Mm-hmm.
How do you slip on it?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. How do you miss that? She did a cartoon fall. She stepped, and the legs kicked up and everything.
It's like stepping on a piece of cheese, isn't it?
Right.
Right. So like I've stepped on a piece of cheese before. I'm not slipping.
That does not surprise me at all.
I've probably dropped a piece in the kitchen and maybe accidentally stepped on it.
Really?
But like I'm not slipping on it.
That's very.
And I'm going to make the assumption that I weigh a lot more than this lady does.
That's a fair assumption.
I think it's a fair assumption, yeah. Right? So I'm trying. How would you slip on it?
I'm now just thinking of you dropping a piece of cheese on the floor in your kitchen and somehow stepping on it.
Well, I didn't know I dropped it, and I took a step.
How big is your kitchen?
I would say we have a fairly good-sized kitchen in our house, yeah.
Wow.
But if I'm, like, making a sandwich in the kitchen, and I'm peeling a piece of cheese, and I miss
All right,
a
so now you're
piece.
Eating Kraft singles because you're taking it out of a wrapper?
No, get it nicely sliced at the deli counter at the supermarket. But if I drop a piece, and I didn't realize I dropped it, and then I take a step, I'm going to step on the piece of cheese. But I'm not slipping on it.
Are you one of those guys that complains that it was cut too thin or too thick?
Not if you ask for it correctly at the beginning. We always, they will always, and we the deli we go to, they will ask how you like it cut.
You know what really grosses me out is when they cut it and they go, oh, would you like a piece? I go, oh, yeah. I don't want your hands.
No, they have gloves on.
No, they got gloves.
They got gloves on.
I get
the free piece of cheese all the time.
No, I don't want glove hands on the piece of meat.
Does your son want a piece of the cheese too? Yes, Dad, I'll take a piece of the cheese.
Oh, my God. So your son loves cheese and sneakers.
Sneakers.
What a
dangerous
guy.
And cleats, obviously, as a football player.
That's true,
but
too.
You have two pairs of cleats. I like this one, too. Like, Mom and I are not paying for another piece of another pair.
This is what I just said before. Peter, you're enabling them. You gotta cut it.
But now he's got his own job now. He umpires baseball games. So, like, and he comes home with cash.
That sounds good.
Like, and they give it to him before the first pitch of the game is thrown. Each team has to give half of what he gets for the fee. And I'm like, he's coming home. Sometimes he works four games in a day. If he's not doing anything else, like you want that pair of cleats?
Have you ever been to one of his games where he's umpired?
Yes.
How does he do?
He does great.
Yeah.
Really does.
Does he have to?
He deals with a lot of crap.
We're going to talk about a little more. We got the final hour coming upon us. Let's take a timeout on the DA show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.